Hello and thank you for joining us today. My name is Reza. I am a marketing project manager at Altfirst Personal Wealth Management and work in the client relations department. Joining me today and who will be hosting the call is Karen C. Altfirst, Executive Vice President and Principal Advisor at Altfirst Personal Wealth Management. During this call, we'll be providing you with a couple of different things, an overview of our firm and our relationship with NISDA, NISDA's due diligence process in choosing us as the endorsed financial planning and investment management firm, and more importantly, and the reason why most of you are listening today, we will provide you with information about the NISDA Survivors Financial Roadmap, and also a little as to why we started this benefit and why we feel that it's important. And lastly, before we end the call, we'll be answering a few questions that were sent in to us about the benefit. And if anybody does have questions after the call, we welcome you to reach out. Please feel free to ask for me. Our number is 212-406-0850. And with that said, I will turn it over to Karen, who will go ahead and tell you a little more about us and the benefit.
Hi, everybody. I'm Karen Altfirst, and it's my pleasure today to talk to you about the NISDA Survivor Financial Roadmap Member Benefit, which our firm will be offering to surviving spouses of dentists and to dentists who have themselves lost a spouse. In 2010, our firm was endorsed by the New York State Dental Association as the sole provider of financial planning and investment management services. However, we were working with dentists well before that time. Many of you may have heard of Altfirst through events we have hosted and our quarterly Wealth Matters for Dentists newsletter. One dentist recently told me that he had a stack of our newsletters on the desk in his office, so maybe you recognize that behavior in yourselves, like, oh, I wish I had time to read these and I'll get to them. For those who want to be brought up to speed on Altfirst, I will give you an overview. We are a fee-only investment management and financial planning firm, with an emphasis on retirement preparation and living comfortably in retirement. For those unfamiliar with the fee-only concept, it means that we neither sell products nor do we receive commissions, which minimizes conflicts of interest and allows us to provide objective and independent advice. Our firm is located in Midtown Manhattan on Park and 57th Street. We host financial symposiums for dentists not only in the greater New York area, but across New York State. Since our NISDA endorsement 7-plus years ago, we have met many of your colleagues and helped them with a variety of issues. We were impressed by the rigorous due diligence process performed by NISDA in their selection proceedings, which was to ensure its members are in good hands, such as the people tuned in or your dental spouse. They want to take care of you, and we're all for that. We will be celebrating our firm's 35th anniversary in June at a major museum here in New York. Since our founding in 1983, we have served as fiduciaries for our clients with a staff of over 30 people. Our president, Lou Altfirst, is well known in the industry for his analysis and his deep caring about our clients. He has recently been selected for the Barron's Top Independent Financial Advisors list for the 10th year, and we're very proud of him. Our work with widows has led us to create this program for dentist spouses who have a lot to deal with when a dentist dies. My passion has long been helping women and widows to be aware of important issues they face. I personally am wary of strangers who become your new fast friends at this vulnerable time in your lives. I am also not in favor of irreversible changes to jobs, homes, family that are made suddenly without consulting your trusted friends and relatives. But it does happen. People who lose a loved one can sometimes be under stress and take actions that seem out of character. One widow I know decided soon after her husband's lengthy illness and death to move across the country to a place she had never been and where she knew no one. Her plan was to sell her lovely home in Manhattan, distribute her furnishings, and leave. I told her to take a few months and rent a home there to see how it would stand up in different seasons. She would have the opportunity to return back to her New York City home if it didn't work out, and to sell and move permanently if it did work out. We calculated moving, home purchase, and living costs in the new location, and she decided not to go just yet. Sometimes a deep breath, some space, and some targeted advice can help in the decision-making process. That reminds me of another widow who felt unmoored. She traveled extensively to exotic places in the 18 months following her husband's death. She told me years later that she didn't know why she had taken the trip and couldn't remember where she had been. Maybe you recognize this behavior in some people you know. I recently held a seminar that I shared with a psychologist for clients who had lost a loved one. He told them about some possible emotional changes and reactions to their current status. I gave them practical steps, do's and don'ts, stories about real people who had experienced the loss, and I also gave them many useful resources for moving forward when they are ready. We both learned a lot from the attendees. In November, I will be speaking at the American Association of Individual Investors National Meeting held in Florida on tough decisions widows and widowers face. This is how I spend much of my time, and I know my sessions and advice have helped people get on the right track because they tell me that at the session and later on as well. Let's speak directly to your circumstances. You may know that if the dentist's spouse delegated all financial decisions to the spouse who has passed, he or she may well be in turmoil when their spouse dies. If the spouse owns a dental practice, there is a short window to maximize what is often their most important asset, which for many dentist families is the practice, and there is a short window for that. Contrary to common wisdom, which is to avoid doing anything the first year, that may well not be practical. If the family consists of young children, they may need to be clothed, fed, sent to school, and you can't say to them, let's wait until the first year is up. Their needs are much more immediate than that. If children are grown, or there are no children, there are bills to be paid, lights to be kept on, phones to be kept active, and many choices that cannot wait a year. Most people start with the funeral, settle the estate, sell the practice early to preserve the value, and continue on to decide how to live, changes to make, and where to take money from. I believe it's also a good time to put together a team of appropriate professionals that know you and your lifestyle, care about you, want to help guide you, and will interact on your behalf. These are areas that we can help with, and we have created a survivor's checklist, of which we will give to people we work with, which includes basic items to more complex issues. Longer-term issues may include Social Security optimization, and yes, it does make a difference when you decide to take Social Security, and there are many, many nuances to that. Bringing your will up to date, retitling accounts if that's necessary, revising your financial plan to determine how you can live today, and deciding what changes should be made to your portfolio so that it reflects you and your goals, because this is about you and your situation and it's not like anybody else's. Maybe the portfolio has been neglected for a long time. Maybe it's too daunting to tackle the portfolio. We can advise and make changes gradually if that helps. Very important, know when you will run out of money. Will it be in your 90s? Or will it be sooner or later than that? If sooner, are there steps you can take now so that you will be safe then? That's very important. We believe the Survivor's Financial Roadmap benefit will help you through some tough times in a very gentle way. Let me be specific. In the Survivor's Program for Dental Spouses, we offer two meetings, 6 to 8 weeks apart, to widows or widowers who have recently lost a dental spouse. This is a complimentary member benefit for both a surviving spouse or partner of a NISDA member or for a NISDA member who is the survivor who lost a spouse or partner. You will have access to me. You will have access to experienced advisors in our Altus Dental Practice Group, as well as to outside experts when needed. These include dental practice transition consultants, attorneys, accountants, and insurance professionals. At the first meeting, we will gather information to better understand your personal circumstances and your goals. We'd like to understand how you were living before and what changes you might make in the future. By the end of the meeting, we will define the scope of advice that can benefit you and offer specific recommendations on next steps we believe you should take. At the second meeting, about a month and a half later, we will see if you are on track to follow the recommendations from the first meeting, and if needed, offer further guidance and resources. It will give us all a chance to talk and reassess where you are, what steps you are taking, which you are putting off, and whether you are poised to make decisions that will help you achieve your goals. We expect that people who take advantage of this service will benefit from the discussions and our advice, whether it be short-term or long-term financial concerns, or a combination of both. NISDA and Altfest are here to help you get back on track. Now let's deal with some questions that were emailed to us.
Karen, the first question is, can I connect if I'm not a survivor?
You cannot connect in this way if you're not a survivor. This complimentary benefit is designed exclusively for survivors. We, of course, would be happy to work with NISDA members who want to plan early, and I'm very pleased to know that some people on the call are married couples who just want to know what they could do well. We would tie this in with the broad financial planning we will do for you as an ongoing advisory client.
Are there any fees associated with the survivor's benefit?
There is no cost for this benefit, but I think you will walk away knowing more about your choices and having the help of professional advice given to you when you need it the most.
I can't find my survivor's package that you mailed out. Can I get another wallet card to record the professionals I work with and or another brochure sent to me?
That's certainly a common situation. It's hard to remember where you put things that you weren't sure you were going to use right away. So, of course, contact Reza. He spells his name R-E-Z-A, at Altfest, and he will take care of it. He can be reached either by email at rresvi, that's his last name, so it's R-R-E-Z-V-I, at altfest.com, or by phone at 212-406-0850, and he will send that out to you.
What do I do if I'm not sure I'm right for this service?
Well, again, call Reza and he will discuss it with you. He will ask some questions about your situation and tell you if you are or are not right for this service.
I live far away and would like to come in to meet with you, but I'm not sure when I will be in New York City.
Well, we do have dental clients throughout the state, and so for people who live far away, we can conduct our meetings by video conferencing. So don't count yourself out. You're still eligible.
And last question is, what happens after the two meetings?
Well, that's another good question. Following the complimentary meetings, the Altfest Dental Practice Group will be available to answer any ad hoc questions about next steps. We can also help with ongoing financial planning and investing areas should the survivor want to explore this. So we will be here to take your questions after these meetings. I would like to thank everybody for calling in. We just put up a new website, so you're among the first to see it. Let us know what you think.
If anybody has any questions about the benefit or would like more information, please feel free to give me, Reza, a call. Karen gave my information earlier in the call. I will repeat it once more. 212-406-0850, and my email is rre. Z for Zulu, V for Victor, I at altfest.com. Thank you again for tuning in, and we hope to meet some of you soon.